We want to be joined right now, though, by a guy who you talk about has been here and seen a lot of this Raptor team. Play-by-play voice here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Sportsnet sideline reporter as well. Eric Smith joins us. First of all, Eric, I'm going to say to you, congratulations to you, because you're a big part of this over these years, and talk to us about how you're feeling tonight.
That's pretty incredible, Roger. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's been a long time coming, and just to be a longtime fan of the game, let alone a fan of the league, but then to have been covering this team for over 2 decades now, in some way, shape, or form, since the second year of the franchise, and on the broadcast now for 21 years doing, if we include pre and post, and now 14 years as a team broadcaster with Jonesy. It's been a wild ride, and there's been a lot of downs. And lately, though, the last, three quarters of a decade, a lot of ups. And this team has certainly come a long way in its 24-year existence. And to be a part of this and to have an opportunity tonight, I was working the sidelines for the win over Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Championship. I was doing sidelines for the win over Philadelphia in round two as well after the Kawhi Leonard shot. But, to have a chance to call this game now and to call the first ever championship for the Raptors was an incredible moment, and it's one I'm, certainly not going to forget by any means. And, to just kind of be able to soak it all in personally, let alone professionally, it was absolutely fantastic, and it was one hell of a night.
I echo Raj's sentiments. Hardy, congratulations to you, Jonesy, Matt Devlin, everyone, Leo, Jack Armstrong, everyone who's been around the team for so many years to get to live this insane moment. But you had a great final call of the championship. At what point did you start thinking about what you wanted to say if the opportunity arose for the Raptors to clinch the title and have, that indelible mark on such a huge moment in not just Raptors history, but Canadian sports history?
I'll tell you, Josh, again, and thank you. I started thinking about it last night, if I'm being totally honest with you, and was thinking about it throughout the day today. And the problem that I ran into, and you as a sports fan and baseball fan as well, and I'm certainly sure Raj as well, the tough thing that I was running into was you want to be original and not repetitive. And the Raptors being the only Canadian franchise in the NBA, it was similar, extremely similar to what the Toronto Blue Jays went through. Yes, the Expos did exist, but it was a first ever championship. So to try and work in, or to try and say for the first time in history, the championship will be won north of the border for the first time ever, a champion comes outside of the United States. Well, that's kind of been said before. I mean, in baseball terms, if you just obviously change MLB or Major League Baseball to NBA or, to basketball. So to try and find something that encapsulated, what the Raptors did and what it meant to basketball and what it meant to the NBA without being repetitive to 92 or even to, the back-to-back in 93 as well. It was difficult. And I hope I captured it well when I spoke about, in part at least, the city, the province, the country celebrating. Because I tend to feel, guys, and I don't know if you would agree or not, but I don't know, 5 years ago, certainly 10 years ago, this still would have been a huge deal. And I feel like the country still would have rallied behind the Raptors.
Yeah, but not to this extent.
Exactly. There was something about this team,
yeah,
this year, Kawhi Leonard, just everything came together. I was doing an interview maybe an hour or so ago with City TV, and I was asked about just, the growth of this. And part of the answer I gave, guys, was, it's crazy to think this run has been going for 2 months now. But almost 2 months ago when this started, I remember in the first round being on a text or email chain amongst the broadcasters, especially on the Sportsnet side, on our, Sportsnet Rogers email chain. I could probably find the text for you right now, but it was whatever. It was game three, game four, something against Orlando. It was the broadcast nearly cracked 900,000. The pregame drew almost 250. Now we're talking about these last games in the finals. the pregame show, and whether it's Sportsnet or TSN, whatever, the interest in the game and in the team and in the sport and in what the Raptors are doing. Pregame show is drawing 2 million. Broadcast is drawing 6, 7, 8 million. I don't know what it would have done tonight. Probably close to 10. It's just ridiculous how the numbers have vaulted off the page in this last 6 to 8 weeks. So to go back to what you spoke about, Josh, in my final call, that's why I really wanted to try to make sure I said it was city, province, country. And even in saying that, I still got some tweets from folks, and I appreciate and I respect it, that said, hey, what about me? I'm in Spain. I'm in Australia. I'm in the United States. It's a nation. It's a movement. It's something bigger than even just the coast to coast of Canada.
Well, it's so true, Eric. It's an international game, and the Raptors are kind of an international team. It's been a long day for you. We'll let you go, but I do want to ask you one more because we haven't talked about it, and I'd like your perspective on it. The championship is great. It is always fantastic. It means the world and everything. There's no question. But I think the fact that the Raptors, and yes, they were banged up and injured without question. And would that have changed it? Well, perhaps for 100% sure. But to win three straight, Eric, at the Oracle and dethrone the Golden State Warriors, I mean, the first championship is going to be sweet. You could have beaten anybody. It could have been a 4-game sweep or a 7-game series. But come on, you just beat a generational team here in the Golden State Warriors. And hey, full credit for them, the way they battled tonight, facing a lot of adversity.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Raj. And listen, I of all the texts and messages I've gotten and tweets and everything else, I don't know if you guys have had otherwise. I don't know what the tone of some of your phone calls have been. But I had one person message me, and with no words, it was just an asterisk. And I'll tell you, you can only play, and I think you guys would agree, and most listeners would agree, you play who's in front of you.
Exactly.
You can't control who your opponent is, period. And, you know, we could sit here and talk for the next 10, 15 minutes, if not the next hour, about, Golden State not having to deal with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love 1 year, and Golden State not having to deal with Kawhi Leonard in a previous round to get to the finals after Leonard went down, and Golden State not having to deal with Chris Paul when he got hurt in one of the years with, you know, the Houston Rockets and everything else. The list goes on. The Raptors can't control what happened to the Golden State Warriors. Did Klay Thompson's injury tonight impact the outcome of the game? Potentially, yeah. He was going off. He had 30. He was incredible. He was another Game 6 Klay. They've become his signature games. It's god-awful what happened to him. I feel sick about what happened to him and to Kevin Durant. It's a crazy, unfair stroke of bad luck that happened to the Warriors in this finals. But I would still say, even in the face of that, if we were to talk right now, if we broke up, we were on the schoolyard, Raj, or even Josh, and we were captains, and I said, all right, I get Kawhi Leonard, you get Steph Curry, and fine, you get the next pick. Chances are you're taking Draymond Green with the next pick. And then we're saying, okay, I might take Kyle Lowry or Pascal Siakam. Point being, even without Klay, even without KD, Golden State still had arguably two of the next three best players in the series. Toronto won this series because their defense was better than Golden State's, their depth was better than Golden State's, and overall, injuries or otherwise, they were the team in the series. And to your point, to win three straight in their joint, no matter who was playing, in that building, with the history of that building, the success, the history of success in that building, plus the history of tonight being the last game and the emotions that that brings and everything else, if you would have asked me at the beginning of the season, let alone the beginning of the series, let alone the beginning of the game tonight, I promise you, I'm saying it to other people, I didn't think Toronto would win three straight. I thought we were going to seven. And I then thought there's no chance the Raptors are losing game seven because Golden State's not going to beat Toronto three straight games overall in the series with all Toronto has played, but also would have taken Golden State beating Toronto three straight games in their joint after beating the Raptors at Scotiabank Arena in game two, game five, and then it would have taken a game seven. So I still felt Toronto was winning this series. But my point about what I would have said to you at the beginning of the season, Oracle Arena is the toughest place in the NBA to go to and win. That is the craziest, most rabid fan base, a fan base that has seen their team go to the championship for four and now five straight years. for the Raptors to do what they did to walk into the finals and win every game at Oracle, it's absolutely incredible what they did. And this championship was more than earned and is certainly more than well deserved.